cars than there are people. So anybody that needs an extra car out there tonight, just amen. Either that or everybody here has a car. I don't know. Will you stand tonight? We actually thought we might have to put chairs out this morning because we had visitors, and they were touched by the service and touched by the music and touched by the worship, and I'm glad for that. We want them to be more than just touched. We want them to those who don't know the Lord, we want them to come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. But I'm touched when people are moved in a service. One of the gentlemen asked for a copy of Just One Touch from the King because it moved him, and I'm glad it did. Praise God. Because one touch, what a message in a lyric. Just one touch from the King changes everything. Praise God. And it does. If anyone in this room ever has a God encounter, they encounter me and you, it won't change them. But if they have an encounter with God, it's life-changing. How many remember when you encountered the Lord? What a life-changing thing that was. Amen. That's why you're a Christian, because you encountered God. Amen. And it changed your life. Praise the Lord. So we're grateful you're here tonight. In just a few moments, we're going to pray with all of our heart for a move of God that will touch people like the people that came. And I believe he's already touching. I believe the fact that they came at all is significant, that our prayers are being answered, that people will come and hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I want to fill these seats and put out chairs for people who have come to know Jesus, who come with hungry hearts and want to learn more and more about him so that they can follow him in obedience and love. Amen. And what a difference it makes when you have a heart to be here. You have a heart to worship him, and you have a heart for his word. Amen. Then it becomes a joy to serve him. Praise God. Well, we're going to pray for that in just a few moments. Praise God. But right now, Brother Taylor is going to come and lead us in prayer for all the things that God wants to say and do in this service tonight. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you tonight for your great love, your mercy. Father, help us to look to thee, for you are God, Lord. We're your children, Lord, and you love us, Father, with an everlasting love. Lord, help us to hunger and thirst after righteousness, knowing that we shall be filled. God, stir our hearts to do your will, Lord. Save souls, Father. God, save souls, Master. Because we're living in the last days, Lord. And you're coming soon, Lord, but you're coming after people that's ready to meet you, Lord. So help us, Lord, to obey your voice, Lord, to live a holy and a sanctified life right here in this prevalent and evil world. Stir our hearts and our minds to do your will, Lord God. Move in the service tonight, Lord. Have your will, Lord. Move in the song, Sharon. Bless the singers as they sing, Lord God, to glorify your name. Lord, keep us by the power of God. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your mercy, Lord God. And thank you for deliverance, God. In Jesus' name we pray for the glory of God. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, this side over here has to sing way loud because they're out singing you over here. Amen. I don't know why that is, but they seem to be. If we were in a canoe, it would be tipping this way. Amen. Praise God. I didn't say anything like that. Don't even go there. Praise God. It would be tipping that way because all these people are on that side. Amen. Praise God. God is so good tonight. He is such an encourager. If we can get in contact with him when we are in deep, dark valleys, God is such an encourager. We're going to move in just a few moments to a 10-minute testimony. It's the second half of a testimony from a man who was in the, the Hezbollah? Is that the Muslim, the PLO? He was in the PLO. He started his journey into radical Islam when he was 6 and 7 years old. At 7 years old, he was trained to use a gun at 7 years old. And he believed, as according to elements of the Quran, that radical Muslims take to absolutely come and kill people like you and I, that they would be doing God a service in doing that. In the name of Allah, you kill the infidel. That's their mantra. And so he became a complete radical Muslim. He ended up on a mission to do some harm to people like us. And he had several passports. And before he could get involved in hurting people like us, he was intercepted by the police in Malaysia at an airport. He was arrested and put in prison as a potential terrorist. They couldn't prove terrorism, but they could prove that he was in the country without the proper passport, with false passports that he was going to hand out to other people. He had something like 46 passports in his possession. It got him some hard time in Malaysia. When he went into prison in Malaysia, as a radical Muslim, he began to try to introduce prisoners in Malaysian prison to Islam and to radical Islam. So he was very, very committed to his false god. And but God, he had a God encounter while in jail in Malaysia as a terrorist. And but what transformed his life and what is transforming so many lives today is what Jesus talked about. He said, "And if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me." And when I first heard that scripture, our pastor kind of said, you know, when we praise him, we lift him up. And when people come in and see us praising him and lifting him up, and there's an element of truth to people seeing our worship and understanding the sincerity with which we serve our God and seeing the joy in it. Amen. But it's not about that. It's not about how we praise God or how we do not praise God. It's about the cross. "And if I be lifted up from the earth," that's a man suspended on a cross. "If I be suspended on that cross, I will draw all men unto me." And how will he do it? Because the message of that cross is that God loved the world that much. Can you say amen? And so the Bible then says to us to go into the highway and the hedge and compel them to come in. Well, you can't grab people and buttonhole them. You can't twist their arm. You can't force Christianity down their throat. Can you say amen? What is the most compelling thing about the gospel? Amen. It's Jesus suspended on that cross, taking our sin and dying in our place. It's amazing how people that worship false gods, when they really understand the gospel, the good news of Jesus, it's transforming. They don't know a God like our God. Their false god is nothing like our real God. Not just because he's real in terms of the true power of God, but because he's real in the true love of God. Their God doesn't love them. He exacts certain things. And as this man will say in his testimony in a few moments, he said in Islam, even Muhammad doesn't know if he's going to make it to heaven until the final judgment. And then he was exposed to Christians who knew that they were saved. Praise God. Hallelujah. From the very onset. Anyway, it's good to know that God can get inside those prison cells, and God can get inside those terrorist cells, and God can get inside those radical terrorist hearts, and he can change them. Praise God. I tell you, God will change any heart that will open up to him. Amen. And I never got over being saved, and I don't want to get over being saved. I rejoice now in my salvation more than ever. But to set a tone for this, because the message of God's grace and God's love, the preaching of the cross, amen, is still the power of God unto salvation. And there's no salvation outside of his shed blood. Amen. Everyone that's in here tonight, amen, is a product of the wonderful grace of God. And when people really get a hold of that, it can transform a radical Muslim terrorist to a wonderful, dedicated Christian. This man's been saved for, I think, 16 or 18 years. And when he talks about his salvation experience, he can't talk for weeping. The first love is still burning. I guess maybe it burns so bright because he was in such darkness that he's not got over this glorious light. Praise God. Amen. Are you ready to hear this testimony and to get your heart set more and more on the love of God? Hallelujah. How many will receive his grace tonight? Understand? Are you appreciating grace more and love more and mercy more through these teachings? It's transforming not only us, it's transforming people like them. Hallelujah. In a prison cell in Malaysia, doing some pretty hard time for some pretty bad stuff, a terrorist, that they couldn't convict for terrorism because he hadn't got to his mission yet. But he had many passports, and they knew that he was there for the wrong reasons. Became a terrorist at 6 years old, held a gun in his hand at 7 years old, saw Christians as infidels that Allah said to kill, and lived under the heavy weight of a religious system that is threatening and not comforting, that teaches hate instead of love. And what a difference when he discovered, amen, what Jesus has done at Calvary. Praise God.
It's a weight of sin upon me. And I know that because he is just, he must kill me. He must wipe me off the face of the earth because I'm so full of sin. And I cried because I literally didn't want to die. But I knew there was no chance. He was so holy and I was so wicked. So I just ran to the corner of the room and I held my head in my arms and I just cried out, God, forgive me, God, forgive me, God, forgive me, God, forgive me. And I just said, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. And as I was crying and just saying, forgive me, I felt a touch on my shoulder saying, I forgive you. And the very instant those words were spoken, I physically felt forgiven. And I couldn't understand it. I said, wait a minute, you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God who is merciful and gracious, but we don't know if you are forgiven till the day of judgment. That is why there is not one single verse in the Quran that says Muhammad is in the heaven. He must wait like all people for the day of Qiyamah, the day of resurrection, and all shall be judged on that day. So, how is it that, who is this God that says, I forgive you and I feel forgiven today? And I asked, I said, who are you that can forgive me and I feel forgiven today? And says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The moment I heard those words, I knew it's of a great importance, but I had absolutely no idea what that meant. I still had no clue who this God is. So I asked him, what is your name? Jesus Christ, the living God, he answered. And the moment he spoke those words, it was as if every single bone was taken out of my body and I just fell on my face to the ground and I started weeping in the presence of God. I just wept. I still can't forget this. 18 years have gone by, but I still can't forget his love, his mercy, and all the what is for me that day? And he just forgive you. I felt forgiven. I fell on my face. I just wept because for many years I had tried to please God. But that wasn't nothing I had done was pleasing to God. Nothing I had done. It wasn't even God that I had known. I felt so deceived because they told me This is God and he wasn't God. They told me, "Qutilu fi sabilillah," kill in the way of Allah. And then, if God says love in the way of me, forgive in the way of me, but it was everything, my heart existed for him. Said, yes, this is the truth of God. God is about forgiveness. God is about love. So I wept for 2 hours, and I just stood at his feet, and he just said, actually look up. And the moment I looked up, I saw this. It was like a TV screen of some sort. I just saw people from all different generations and all different nationalities and backgrounds. And every single person I saw, I could see every single wrong thing they have done. And that overwhelmed me. I just cried, said, God, I live among all these peoples. All of them are sinners. And he says, Afshin, how easy did I forgive you? And I said, very easy. In Farsi, we say, as easy as drinking water. And then just moments after that, I said, no. Even easier than drinking water. He says, as easy as I have forgiven you, I can forgive them. Who is going to tell them? I said, send me word. He says, go. That's how I became a Christian. So I prayed, God, send me a Bible. In jail, somebody from some other section just walked up to me and gave me a book and says, this is what you asked for. And he was in his Indian background, and I spoke Urdu and Hindi completely. So when he gave it to me, I knew it is the Bible. I forgot to thank you, God. I said, God, I prayed last night, and you gave it to me this morning. It is so wonderful. You answer. You are the mighty God that is just spoken of, and you provide so quickly. That is the living word of God. I tell you this. I share my testimony so people hear about this Almighty God. I don't expect anybody to become a Christian because of my testimony. My testimony is only good for me. I want people to understand this. This is the story of Almighty God that is all able and that is searching for all seeking hearts. That loves all humanity with all his strength and power. If someone hears my testimony today, I really like them to just say, okay, God of heaven, the creator of everything, if this is true, I want that. And I assure you, I can guarantee you that mighty God that came and touched and changed my life and totally forgive everything I have done. And he made me sure that I can be in heaven with him. He can assure them of the same assurance. And he can let them taste of the same forgiveness and same love. And that is who Jesus Christ is. May glory be to him. Today and forevermore. Amen. My suggestion to a Muslim man or a woman is, I know they ask, is Jesus Christ God? Can a human being become God? Of course, never. No human being can become God. But I believed, even as a Muslim, in an almighty God. God, the great God, that can do anything and everything. But can a God, this great God, become man? Can he show himself in the body of a man? Yes, he can. And so, as Christians, we do not say Jesus Christ is the son of a God because God had a child. No. But God showed himself in the body of Jesus Christ to all humanity. I dare anybody, if they ask Jesus Christ with the heart that is right, and God knows, we cannot test God, we cannot question God, but we can ask God. We can ask God with humble beings that we are, saying, God Almighty, I have a family member that is sick. I have someone that is really, really in need of a healing. I have questions. I have a broken heart. I'm filled with depression, and no doctors can help me. I have no hope. I feel like I have no peace. If you ask, is there hope in Jesus for me? Is there healing in the name of Jesus for me? Is there healing for my family member? I mean, some kind of salvation from that depression? Ask in the name of Jesus. You will receive it, because He is the Almighty God. You test, you will see. And that is who God is.
Praise the Lord. Let's pray together. Amen. That people will come to know Jesus as their personal Savior tonight. I believe we had visitors this morning that didn't know Christ because of these prayers right here. I don't believe they just decided, you know, of all the churches in Tampa, I'm going to go to that church. I believe God had something to do with that. Amen. I know they were invited by someone who had been here, but listen, people who don't know the Lord are not all that churchy, and some people that do know the Lord are not all that churchy. Can you say amen? I believe it's the work of the Holy Spirit tonight. How many want to see people like this man come to know Jesus? How many believe if God can take a radical Muslim terrorist from 7 years old and transform him into a Christian that understands the gospel to that degree and has that kind of sweet spirit and knows Jesus as their Savior, that there's hope for your crazy loved ones? Can you say amen? That don't know the Lord. If He can do that, He can work on them. If He can get into that heart, He can get into their heart. Hallelujah. So let's pray they have a God encounter like He had. I believe people in America, not just radical Muslim terrorists and people in darkest Africa, but I believe people in America need a God encounter. They've encountered the church. They've encountered the gospel through preachers. I believe they need to encounter the living God. Amen. Because He is the only one that can truly change their hearts and change their lives. Can you say amen? We're praying the living God will manifest Himself in this church, that He will come here and manifest Himself, and that people will come here and encounter Him for their self. Can you say amen? You remember when you encountered the living God. Nothing changed you until you did. I'd like to take credit if I could and lay you as a trophy before the Lord and say they got saved under my ministry. It was their encounter with me. It wasn't. It was your encounter with God. You heard the gospel through me, but I did not save you and could never save you or change you. While the gospel was being preached, Peter said, while Peter was preaching the gospel, the Bible said their heart was pricked. And that's the work of God Himself. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. So, Heavenly Father, we pray humbly tonight that the God that went into that prison cell, the God that opened the eyes of someone so blind and so steeped in deceit, Lord, that how could that man meet the living God? He had an encounter with You that changed his life, Father. And Lord, we pray in this church, we have the truth to hold forth. We have the Bible. We have the gospel of Jesus Christ here. But Lord, we need You to manifest Yourself when people come into this building, when they hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, there's something, we can only go so far, but Lord, You can touch the heart. You can prick the heart. You can penetrate the darkness, Father. And Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus tonight that You would rend heaven, that You would come down. Hanabukoshandadabarosha, shalabaritetarabasole, hanamarosha lababa, salabarosha. Hallelujah. And that you would do it right here, because it makes no difference to God to save by many or by few. Help me not to get discouraged because there's not many of us. Help me not to be distracted because there's not many of us. It doesn't matter to you, oh God. Help it not to matter to me. Help it not to matter to us, Father. We agree as touching this thing tonight. In the name of Jesus, save the lost. Deliver the captive from the prison house. In the name of Jesus, break the fetters that hold them and the chains that hold them. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, go out into this community. Every house, Lord, that isn't sealed by the Spirit, that isn't washed in the blood. Every household, Father, visit them, oh God. Visit them, because we're here and we're interceding for our community as well as our nation and the world. Come, Holy Spirit, do the work that only you can do. Forgive us for thinking, even thinking that we could do it. Father, we can't do it with our ingenuity and with our energy at our best. But Lord, you can do it. Draw them. Draw them. You've drawn them to the ministry from the nations, Lord. Now draw them in this community. Draw them in this county, Lord, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And let them feel something here. Let them sense someone here. Hallelujah. Let them know that the living God meets with us when we worship Him. The living God meets with us when we share His word. The living God meets with us when we play the worship songs. Halabarita Dorobosanda, Bresha la Makina, Selamarotada, Salabakitana. Satan makes himself real to Satanists. Amen. He manifests himself to the voodoo priest. Our God is a mighty God, far greater than the enemy. Ilabakosanda, come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Every seat in here that's vacant because people don't love you enough to fill them. Every position in this church that's empty because people don't love you enough to fill them. Send people that will love you. Send people that will serve you. Send people that will honor you. Send people that will appreciate being saved and want to do something for their God. Hallelujah. Lord, before this very year is up, I'm going to be bold enough to say, before this very year is up, oh Lord, let the room in this place, let it be so filled that we have to start figuring where can we put out chairs that for people that are hungry, that are coming to hear the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. To hear of your love, your mercy, and grace. And grant in this place that you be lifted up from the earth. That we preach the cross here. Hallelujah. Declare your love here. The only thing that could ever penetrate that darkness and change those kind of hearts is your great love, your great mercy, your wonderful grace. Who has a God like our God? Hallelujah. Who has a God like our God? Shelabaro shalamanite, selabariti dia, salabakoro shalaba. Show us your wonders. Show us your miracles. Hallelujah. Halabaro shalamanite te, kisalabohoronde, salamanite tara, mokolobohoshanda da baroshala. Hallelujah. Stir into flame the fires of the first love in our hearts. Stir into flame, sweet Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Stir into flame. Halabaroshalabagi, salabariti yandarabokosa, salabakitana, salabaroshalabaria, nendarabaroshala, kelabasataya. Father, we love you. We thank you for your amazing grace tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the old covenant, it said that God looked for someone who would stand in the gap. and make up the hedge. He said, I really don't want to send judgment. I want to forgive. I want to pardon. I want to restore. And he looked for a man. He looked, the God of heaven looked down on this earth and said, is there anybody that will stand in the gap and make up the hedge so that I can save instead of judge? And I didn't find any. I just didn't find one on that occasion. Whatever occasion he was referring to, he said there was no intercessor. And because I couldn't find an intercessor, I brought judgment. I'm a holy God. I'm obligated to judge sin, and I brought judgment. But he went on to say in the scriptures, I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth. Why will you die, O house of Israel? I want to forgive you. I want to restore you. Pray. Praise God. Well, Father, let your eyes stop here. Let them stop right here and say, there's some people interceding. And it makes no difference to me to save by many, whether there's 5,000 or whether there's 500 or whether there's 50 or whether there's 5. Amen. He said, my eyes are going to stop. If there's one man making intercession, I'll hear that prayer. Hallelujah. Oh, church, it makes no difference to God to save by many or by few. Many joined the great revivals, but many did not start them. You can go back and look at the history of every great revival. There wasn't many in the beginning. Many came after it got going. When God came down, many came and participated, but there wasn't many when it began. Oh, shalababababa. There were intercessors that came together and said, we're not satisfied with just going to church and going our way Sunday after Sunday. Oh God, rend the heavens and come down. Hallelujah. 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 They stirred themselves up to lay hold on him. And he rent the heavens. And he came down on the Hesperides. He came down in the great Welsh revival. He came down in the mighty revival in Korea. He came down in Japan. Ulaba Rosha. He's coming down in China right now. In Bogota, Colombia, God is coming down. Murabar in Venezuela, God is coming down. Shulabarosha, Selabaki, Nandarabarosha Lamaba, Hasalaba. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We know this is a prayer that you will honor. This is a prayer you told us to pray. Hallelujah. This is the prayer you were looking for. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of those whose hearts are perfect. We're not praying for something we can indulge ourselves with. We're praying for the salvation of others who don't know you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what you're looking for. Selfless hearts instead of selfish hearts. Father, we thank you. Let your eyes stop right here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And rend the heavens and come down on this property, on this place, on this ministry, on this community, on this county, on this state, on this country, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, there's such victory in him tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's have something sweet to quit off on tonight. God is here. God is blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Something has happened in England in Abbey Road Studios where the Beatles recorded their White Album, that big multi-million seller album. Well, there's a worship service taking place in Abbey Road Studios in England. And people are worshiping God in that place. God is moving by his Spirit. Let's worship him for his amazing grace tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.